Please welcome to our program a gentleman I got to meet a couple months ago who now represents another link in the chain, another reason you're able to listen to this program, another new partner, someone that we're going to get to know over the next 6 months, and hopefully you will avail yourselves of this incredible service representing the Chamber's plan, and we'll tell you what that is, but say hello to the guy that puts it all together. From Tanner Financial, Brett Tanner, everybody.
Thanks, Howard.
Yeah, I know.
Nice to be here.
Nice to see you. We first met on a golf course, which...
Oh, imagine that.
Hard to believe.
It was quite a day. Brett and I and our sales manager, Bill Hertz, were playing, and then Brett brought his friend who can really play. And I was like, I got wind somewhere on the front nine. I was like, wow, this guy that Brett brought can really golf. And he was trying, like, he was trying way harder than me. I was just like, hey, this is fun. Let's have fun. And he was like, really good. And I was like, ooh, I better start paying attention. This guy's going to smoke me. But who, and what was his name?
Kevin.
Kevin, he's a good guy?
He is.
Yep. Now, is he one of your guys or is he, I couldn't remember. He's in the same business.
He's in the same business. He's not one of our guys.
Okay.
But he's a good guy nonetheless.
He is a good guy. And so are you. And we had a great time. And golf brings people together. And at the end of this golf day, we were kind of talking about your business. And do you remember the look in my face when you were explaining? Because I was kind of a little bit, I knew who you were, and I kind of knew why we were there to talk to you. But I wasn't 100% sure what the Chamber's plan was. And then at some point we're talking, and you kind of explained it to me. And I said, wait a second, I think Fred and I are on it. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's our insurer.
Yeah.
And then I sort of felt dumb. I thought, maybe I should have done more research. But what is the Chamber's plan?
So the Chamber's plan is basically, in the early 70s and 80s, a lot of insurers didn't cover small businesses. So local chambers of commerce and boards of trade got together and put together an affinity program. And they called it the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan. Not overly inventive, but some point they started this program, and it was built for businesses with 1 to 100 employees. And it helped to insure a lot of businesses that couldn't get coverage before that. And it puts together a pooled system with 32,000 businesses across the country, so it allows small and medium-sized businesses to have stable rates over a period of time.
It's like strength in numbers, right? You put all those people under the umbrella, and all of a sudden it's like a huge company when it's several small ones.
Exactly. And, you know, for most small businesses, the risk if they had any claims is significant, and by being able to be pooled, they don't take on that risk themselves.
Well, let's get back to, because this is similar to how the conversation went that day, pardon me, when I realized what you did and that we were part of it. Why, and I think I asked you this question, why has it been traditionally difficult for smaller businesses to get the kind of insurance that bigger companies have? And I think you explained part of it is this pooling idea, which is what?
Well, essentially, it allows small businesses to not be rated for their own usage. So if you have one employee who's a diabetic or something, and and the claims happen to be higher, that typically that insurance wouldn't be affordable after the first renewal with most traditional carriers because they're going to look at your usage. With the Chamber plan, because you're pooled with the 32,000 firms, you get that sort of stability. And if your firm happens to have a bad year claims-wise, it doesn't sort of throw things off.
Right, because there could be another company that didn't, right? So it all balances out in the end.
Exactly.
But that is that's the thing about insurance that drives people crazy. They go, I got this insurance, I use the insurance, and now I come to renew my insurance, and you're like, we did. It's so weird. It's almost like, well, we don't mind insuring you, but we kind of didn't want you to make any claims. We kind of appreciate if you didn't use our service.
There's no irony there.
Well, but you guys, the idea of pooling, and that's why it's so attractive to businesses like ours. We have 5 or 6 employees. We have how many on the plan? I think we have 4 of us on the plan because a couple didn't opt in. They had other insurers. And so, and we don't make any, we're not making outrageous claims. We do dental and we do a few like massage therapy.
Prescriptions.
And it works great for a company our size.
It's fantastic. Under 10 employees, you can be what we call fully pooled, which without boring everybody, essentially means that your claims aren't taken into consideration at all. You're part of a pool of 32,000 businesses, and you get renewal inflation each year based on just sustaining the program. And it's a not-for-profit program, so there's, you know, it doesn't have that additional level that you need to pay shareholders with. So that helps keeps the cost, you know, reasonable.
The thing is, there's a lot of small businesses out there, believe it or not, that probably don't even know this opportunity or this product exists. Mm-hmm. Because I know, I've mentioned it to people, and they go, well, how do you guys have that? And I say, and then I explain to them how we have it. And I don't know how many of those people have looked into it, but finding out about it, knowing about it, and becoming a member of it isn't that hard if you just look into it.
It's very easy. Go to chamberplan.ca. You type in your postal code, and somebody will get hold of you, and there's no hassle or pressure. The great part about it is that you know, it's an exclusive chain of advisors, so they work specifically with the program, and they'll be able to work with your budget based on what you want to spend. And one of the things that's always scared people away is they might price out benefits once. They talk to some advisor. The advisor quotes them 100% coverage across the board, unlimited, and it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. But they don't have to go that way. They can pick something that's just going to cover their day-to-day stuff at a co-insurance level and, you know, make it much more affordable for their budget or their business.
Well, that's what I did. When we bought it, we sat down with the fella, and he explained that all, and there was different levels of plans that, you know, you can buy and do the one you're most comfortable with. And that's what we did.
Yeah, and interestingly, your advisor's Rod Johnson, so...
Yes, he is.
That was another part of that conversation. So that day I'm saying, I think we're on the Chambers plan, and then we figured out who our guy was, and we got it from Dave, best friend Dave at QLD. Mm-hmm. Same kind of conversation. He said to us, mm-hmm. Hey, I got a small business. We get insurance. We got Rod, and all of a sudden we've got insurance. And it was something that, I'll tell you the truth, when we started this, that was certainly not, in, you know, as the business owners, we didn't think about that. And if it hadn't been for another small business owner, we would have been without insurance.
And would Rod be considered a broker?
Yeah,
in a situation like this? Because I'll tell you, many times I've had questions, I call him up. He's always available to answer any question I have about the plan as well.
Yeah, all our advisors are brokers, but predominantly in the 1 to 100 market, they work specifically with the Chamber plan. And one of the reasons is because of the nonprofit nature and because it's renewable. You know, look, the marketing budget for most insurance companies these days is just about discounting to get the client over. Mm-hmm. Then after the first year,
right,
if your usage is high, your rates go up, and you end up having to look around again. And that's a big hassle for mm-hmm. a small business to deal with.
I want you to talk more about that, because that was also part of the conversation. And in subsequent conversations, I found that part fascinating. Like, you know, you might hear about the Chambers plan now or the next 6 months and go, yeah, I'd like to try it. And then the next year or the next time you go to renew, someone might come to you with a shiny new rate, but you got to be careful. As you explained, going from insurer to insurer looking for better pricing isn't always the better way to go.
I think that's referred to as bait and switch sometimes. They bait you, and then they switch on you.
And then they switch to a different...
Bait and switch.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What,
right?
Why don't we ask Brett
right,
Tanner?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we ask our guest? Why do we yell?
I got to use that term at my next conference.
Yeah,
bait
do it
and switch.
Bait and switch.
But it is true to some degree, mm-hmm. and... you know, I mean, there's some excellent insurance providers out there, and the technology is pretty similar these days amongst carriers. But one of the big differences, again, is the ability to renew your plan. And you know, the odd time we'll lose a client because somebody will give them that shiny new toy and say, hey, we can do this for, you know, so much less per month.
Yeah.
And then a year later, they're calling us and they're saying, you know, we just got a 30% renewal and we want to come back.
Well, that's what happens, because sometimes someone will say, hey, you guys got the Chambers plan, but we can give you a cheaper plan. And then when it comes time to renew, that's when they switch you mm-hmm. to a higher plan. You know, it's funny. One of the things that I found out since we met and started talking about, you know, what we're going to be talking about on the show, and I didn't realize that you guys are associated with Best Doctors.
Yes.
Which, and I think we should spend some time on it, because I've sort of hinted at it this week that I've heard of them for years, and it's a very sort of it's a Cadillac kind of add-on for a lot of insurance plans, but it's part of the Chambers plan. And am I right in saying that not all insurers offer it?
Many insurers now have a product similar or use Best Doctors. In some cases, though, it's only included if you have a disability benefit or you have this benefit, mm-hmm. Or it's charged for on a per certificate basis. With the Chamber, it's included for all people that are on the program, including waivers. And a waiver is somebody who's already got coverage through their spouse. So they're not opting in for the health and dental, but they're just taking the life benefit. And those folks still get access to Best Doctors.
Speak a little bit about what Best Doctors is for the average Canadian who, you know, sometimes you might find yourself, you know, with an illness, then you want another opinion and your insurer isn't going to pay for you to flit off to the Sinai Institute or whatever.
Yeah, we've had a couple of advisors actually use it, myself included. So, and we've had, you know, many clients over the years since we put it in. It's a fantastic program. It allows you to get a second diagnosis, for example. In my case, I had a knee replacement. I couldn't straighten my leg after 6 months.
Left knee or right knee?
Right knee.
Yeah.
And I was struggling a bit with it and went back to the surgeon. The surgeon's talking about redoing it. And if anybody's had a knee replacement, they know it's not a fun thing to do.
Gee, that sounds like so much fun.
And so we called Best Doctors. They sent my results over to the Sinai Center in New York City. The head orthopedic guy gives me a call and he says, you know, you got a lot of scar tissue from some previous stuff. We've had a look at it. We think the replacement's done well. Stick with the physio for another few months. It'll probably come around. And it did. And probably saved me from going to have another surgery. And fantastic program.
To me, when I started reading about it, and I think you could see how excited I was earlier in the week, I went, Best Doctors, because of that. Because what it does is it gives you access to the best doctors in the world to look at your diagnosis.
And you'll need a team of them.
Right now, I just want to, I can't wait to have some reason to use Best Doctors.
Well, you keep golfing every day, you're going to need it.
Dude, your shoulder, your knee, your elbow, you know that, your wrist.
You know that thing, head and shoulders, knees and... I got all those. Anyway, I will say this. If you think I'm kidding, look up Best Doctors. Look up the Chamber Plan. It's group dental and health insurance enjoyed by 25,000 Canadian businesses like ours.
And like everything else nowadays, very easy and simple to use. There's even an app. Explain that, Brett.
With technology moving along, there's a My Benefits app, which will help both the administrator for the program as well as the employees. Employees can look up what usage they've had within their program. So if they're going for physio or massage therapy, they can see how much room they've got left to make a claim. They can actually take a picture of their claim now, submit it on the app, and they're done. The money gets direct deposited into their bank account. It couldn't be easier.
So how do people get a hold of you? It's not the Chambers Plan. It's called the Chambers Plan or just Chambers Plan.
It's called Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, but the URL, the simplest way to find us is just go to chamberplan.ca.
Chamberplan.ca. And it was, you know, you explained it. When we found out about it, Fred and I were kind of like, what? Because, again, it wasn't something that a small business like ours, we thought we would be able to afford for ourselves.
No, didn't even think that was possible.
For ourselves and offer it to the people that work for us. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool. In fact, I don't know, we're like a small business, you know, a little mom and pop shop. But I remember thinking, well, that's a level of, I don't know, enterprise I never thought we'd be part of, that we now have people that work for us and we can give them a benefit.
For a small business, too, it's a nice gesture, too. And, you know, I mean, everybody wants employee commitment and loyalty. And seriously, that indicates you care about your employees if you enter into something like that.
Yeah, the stats bear it out. The people that, you know, have a benefit plan have higher employee retention. And it's a lot easier to attract somebody if you've got a benefit program.
Without a doubt.
Well, and that is, I guess, a great place to wrap up this initial talk because, you know, we were excited, again, that conversation after golf. I was like, wait a second, I think we have that. And I was like, oh, wait a second, let me just check my phone. Yeah, that's what we have, too. I spent all day with Brett going, I don't have the insurance. But but it turns out even a couple of goofballs like us could figure out a way to insure ourselves and our employees. And it has worked out great. Chamberplan.ca. And if you're just noodling around on your computer this weekend, check out the Best Doctors feature.
And now, I mean, so many self-employed people in small companies. I mean, really, especially with younger people, there's really a move away from working for big companies because the jobs aren't there. So this is just fantastic for small companies.
Do you, what do you want to say? Because I have one last question for you.
I think you know, one of these sessions, I want to talk about wellness because it's the new buzzword in the industry, and and the program is right up to speed in terms of wellness offerings.
Hey, Brett Tanner, guess what? Let's talk about it now. It's our show. Give us, we'll do another few minutes because I was actually going to ask you about what the wellness component is to this this, and that'll be a nice segue when Dr. Uchi comes over here and says, "What have you two done to yourselves?" Because wellness, we're talking about getting people into a mind frame of preventative before something happens.
Yeah, that's a great segue. The one option that most benefit plans offer, and the Chamber has a phenomenal EAP program, which is employee assistance. And that's designed around wellness and helping people get counseling and so forth. Mental health is a big issue in the workplace today. It's a phenomenal program. It's very inexpensive. It's around $4 per employee to add to your program. It also provides, the same people provide a business assistance service with the plan, which allows them to get accounting, HR, and legal help. So if you've got a small business, you've got access to these things just by having the plan.
Dude, we should get some of that HR help because some of the things we say, we'll both have to fire each other. The only employee left will be Phil.
I need an EAP now. How do I counsel myself?
And Phil, you use the plan, the Chamber's plan.
Oh, yes. And our plan includes a bit of travel insurance, which is important for me because I have a long-distance relationship.
He's got a very long distance. Phil's fiancé lives in Cambodia.
So I carry my card with me wherever I go, my Chamber's card.
Well, that's a short commute.
You want to talk about, he's going a long way to get some wellness, if you know what I'm talking about, BT.
He should have been here a few minutes ago. We heard a story about his uncle eating the family dog.
Yeah. I was that's listening to it in the car before I came in. I thought, well, that's a little unusual.
Yeah, you're breathless
in Hyde Park.
By the way, the Chamber's plan does not cover dog burial.
No, not at all.
Okay?
We do not.
Yeah,
we're not dog
we don't
insurance.
Cover it. Eat your dog or bury it yourself. One last thing before we let you go. Where are we at with this? Do you want to talk about small business in general? That fingering?
Oh, well, you know, the taxation issues that Mr. Morneau and Trudeau have proposed, we're certainly hearing from a lot of our clients. They're very disturbed about potentially what could happen. It could really hurt small businesses, not just the income sprinkling issue, but particularly the passive income. So if a company's saving for buying more equipment or hiring more people or upgrading their building to a new office, they're going to get taxed on that. So let's hope they change what they're going to do.
You know what bothered me this week? I think they floated that. Did you hear they're going to tax employee discounts?
Employee discounts.
You know, I think they floated that just so they'll take that one off the books.
Well,
good
luck auditing it.
Exactly. Same thing I thought, Brett. Like, so if somebody gets $20 off a pair of pants at some, how do you audit that?
And they're talking about that it's going to be based on your lowest sale price. So when are they going to go through a year's receipts to see what the lowest sales price is for that item?
Go ahead.
But I think they floated
good luck.
That. I think
just to pull it back.
That will be the one they'll pull back to look like good guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like here in the office, you know, we have a budget for some food for our guests. Now, we eat it too, but is that an employee benefit that we have cashews and muesli every day?
Almond milk? CRA.
Hmm? Well, somebody should, because that is an employee benefit.
Yeah.
Phil, calm down. Mr. Tanner's here.
I guess somewhere,
See, what a lot of Canadians don't get is that these 25,000 businesses covered by Chambers Insurance are part of the thing that makes this economy go. And as you explained in a subsequent meeting, the last time we talked, you were sort of talking about, you know, most people think that's, you know, business people are just floating in it. But, you know, the bulk of small businesses, owners are making between $45,000 and $75,000 a year, you know, working 24 hours a day.
We see it with our clients. I mean, we're talking to small businesses every day, and, you know, most of them are very frustrated by what this is going to do. You know, you've got some people that are income splitting, and they're only income splitting at a $70,000 level, and the spouse isn't working. So you think about that, that's $35,000, and they're calling them the 1%?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a little sketchy.
Yes, no. It is sketchy.
And you know what? The problem is non-business owners. They're sort of on the government side going, yeah, because they just assume if you own a business, you're rich. Yeah. So they're on the sidelines going, yeah, government, put it to them, put it to them. And it's just so misguided. It just is.
Yeah, they've mortgaged their house. They've done all these things.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Well, and you know, again, being two guys that employ a few people and make a little bit of money ourselves, you know, what you described is sometimes, you know, Fred's in charge of accounting and I'll check in and, you know, we've got some money in the bank. For a couple reasons. One, you know, for because it's just good business to have it, but we're going to start getting taxed on the unused revenue portions
exactly.
that we might be using for equipment upgrades or making sure we can meet our payroll every month.
And where are you going to get investment into new businesses? Because if somebody's looking for an angel investor and they're going to get taxed on that money, they're not going to put that money out there.
So how can it be so short-sighted? Well, we should have thought that before we hire, well, before we elected Glamour Boy. Oh well.
Okay. Well, let's just let's turn this back and let's turn that frown upside down. Anyway, Brent Tanner, we hope you enjoyed your first appearance.
It was fantastic.
Isn't that great?
It was great.
And you did great. Mm-hmm. I know you were thinking this might be harder than it was, and I kept trying to explain to you, hey, we do it. Can't be that hard. Listen, Chamber, the Chamber Plan. It's chamberplan.ca. And in the coming weeks and months, you're going to learn more about this. You're going to learn about how whatever your business size is, and you Hundy P, start thinking about it now. This all started with Dave White, who has a business, and maybe, you know, a couple more employees than us, but not much. You know, he might have six or seven. And that's how it all gets started. If you have a small business, this is the perfect, at least give these people a call. And the best way to get a hold of an advisor or somebody to, what would you recommend? Is there, like, you guys have a 1-877 number? Is that the best way?
That's the best way.
Go check it out, chamberplan.ca, 1-877-277-0677. And listen, man, great seeing you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, you did great. There's Brett.
Thank you, Brett.